Hello, this is Andrew Middleton from the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast from Sheffield Hallam University in the UK. This week I ran a creativity workshop for some undergraduate visualization students. I began the workshop by asking the students what they understood creativity to mean. In answering this, I divided the participants up into three groups. Two of these use mind mapping techniques to explore creativity. I took a third group to one side to record this podcast. I wanted to demonstrate that you can use unconstrained techniques and constrained techniques to generate ideas. The podcast discussion introduced the constraint of time. As well as that, I tried to demonstrate that the pressure of being on air can be a great way of focusing the mind. Here is the conversation that followed. I'm joined by some visualization undergraduate students, and this morning we are thinking about creativity and what it means to us. So let's see if we can just get a few views on that. Would you like to introduce yourself and then just give me, you know, whatever ideas you've had so far at the beginning of this session?
I'm Adam. I don't know. Well, creativity, I thought, is like just doing things that nobody's done before and are unusual. So like if you're making something up, I don't know, like a game or an animation or something.
So you're doing a visualization course. What did you think? You know, was there a creative streak to you, do you think?
Not especially, but kind of had to do for the course, like just come up with random things. So
okay, like, yeah. Let's move on. What's your name?
My name's Colin Ollivant.
Okay, and what do you think creativity is?
I think creativity is quite an important factor in this course. For instance, I've chosen a module like games programming, which means you have to create a game from scratch, and it can be anything you ever want, and the more creativity you are, the better game will be in the end.
I often wondered about people that did things like computer programming. It seemed like a very scientific, rigid sort of process. Do you think, you know, it is actually quite creative?
I think the foundation, you need to have the programming skills behind it, but you've got to create something that's creative, otherwise people won't play it. And if you just create a game that's like Tetris over and over and over again, then no one's going to play it, so you need to be creative and make new ideas.
Right, would you like to introduce yourself and tell me what you think creativity is?
Hello, I'm Nancy Richardson, and sort of picking up on what Colin said, I think there's probably two types of creativity, like creativity in your job, a sort of formal creativity, say like graphic design or games programming, where you're linking things that may be a bit unexpected. You've observed things and you've referenced them, and perhaps you merge them and link them in ways that may not appear logical immediately. So, but then I think creativity also is in, say, everyday problems like tidying your room. You'll say link things that put something away there that will link to that, and perhaps it's about linking and merging. And
right, linking. And you also seem to be suggesting maybe some problem solving in there. You know, how am I going to organise the room? How am I going to do this graphic design project or coding project? Okay, thanks for that. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell me what you think creativity is?
I'm Ben Mathers. For me, creativity is about being free and unexpected, and completely on the spot, imaginative, being fun and interesting.
Okay, excellent. I think we'll be encountering some of those words again as we move on through the session. Thanks for that.
Hi, I'm Mark. To me, I think creativity means developing either a new idea or possibly developing an old idea and just making it different. But it's also, like Nancy said, that it doesn't have to be making something. It could be solving a problem or supporting someone on a computer problem or something like that. You have to be creative in a way to fix the problem. It's like something that I did on my placement. You have to be creative to solve a problem that occurred with various printers.
Can you tell me what it was on your placement that you felt was creative?
Well, at one point the printers that printed the labels off, both of them stopped working at the same time, so we had to come up with a new system that would print off labels on a standard PC, standard printer. So I had to use the tools that I'd got. They didn't have any programming languages, so I had to use Excel to do that and then link it to Word to print out labels.
Okay, you've raised a few interesting things there. One of them that springs to mind is constraints. That some of the things that you've depended upon were no longer available to you. You had to look at what was available to you and come up with a solution using those constraints. So that, again, is about problem solving as well, I think. Hi, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Priscilla Young. What I think about creativity, the way that I've been creative, is creating an animation from a word that we were given. Then we had to basically create an animation from that specific word. So we were given a set of words like frightened, sneaky, and we had to come up with an animation based around that word. So we had to come up with a number of ideas in order to put towards to the group.
Okay, so that's interesting as well, because you were using a technique there in order to generate some ideas. So, okay, I think we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much for your contributions. The podcast was used as a tool to create pressure to encourage creativity. So rather than its primary purpose being as a broadcast, it's actually using podcasting as a focus for an activity. The session covered a lot of ground. I spent some time looking at how you can trigger creativity. I suggested that you should really try to be up for it, awake and ready for action. You should make the most of being in a group and taking the opportunity to work with the multiple perspectives that you have. You should attempt to involve everyone and ensure they stay involved all of the time and create a sense of shared trust and expectation. The whole thing should be play, it should be fun. Invent roles and rules and context to work with. Use techniques like use a foreign language to explain a problem or an idea, or try to draw the problem in pictures and see what sense it makes to others. There's all sorts of techniques that we touched on. Try to put yourself in challenging contexts. Leave your comfort zones behind. Work with people who you don't know and try to find places that you're not familiar with. Introduce new perspectives, involve strangers to break away from the assumptions that you have. And think about changing the constraints that you're working with, the time and the money. Leave those to one side for the moment and then come back to them later once you have some ideas. Rule out negative thinking and negative words. Don't use words like no, but, and can't. Use words like yes, and can. Many creativity sessions start with stating a problem. Don't state a problem, state it as an opportunity. Keep the whole thing positive. There are various guiding principles that underpin many of the techniques that you can use when you're trying to be creative. You should be aware of whether you're being divergent, trying to open up more and more ideas as you do with brainstorming, or whether you need to be convergent, trying to focus in what the real problem is, ruling out the distractions. A lot of creativity is about finding other ways to look at something, and this can be done by introducing random elements. If creativity is going well, you can find yourself generating all sorts of ideas. Don't just dismiss all the ideas that you come up with. Put them to one side and then come back to them later. Some of the ideas that you've had earlier may be better, or they may be useful for another opportunity. Keep the whole thing flowing. When you're being creative, don't stop to think. Love the absurd, love the unexpected, and have permission to be extrovert. Think about visualizing a problem. You could try to describe the problem as a picture. This can break down assumptions and reveal the unexpected. Well, thank you for joining me again. If you have any ideas that you'd like to see discussed on the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast, then do get in touch. You can find the podcast at http://ltapodcast.blogspot.com, and you can email me at lta-podcast@shu.ac.uk.